to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. Knowledge is power. So we got a great topic today. We're going to be talking about drilling for disease. And what in the world does that mean? Well, over a decade ago, I did report that scientists and virologists were not only turning over rocks to find new pathogens, but they were collecting specimens from caves in their research for the next novel disease, typically looking for viruses. And yes, they were sponsored by drug companies to do this in the hunt to make the next generation of antibiotics. But today, the hunt has gotten a little bit extreme. The academic science publisher called Frontiers in Microbiology reported in February 2026 that science is drilling into massive ice caves to harvest pathogens. So this is in the report. This is what they said, quote, ice caves are one such extreme habitat and home to diverse microorganisms that scientists are only beginning to understand. These frozen environments may contain vast stores of genetic material that have gone largely unexplored. End of quote. Well, I don't know about you. Does your brain say, well, why don't you just leave it there? Why do you want to expose us to new types of pathogens? Well, it's all about making vaccines for them. But disease is preserved in the ice. And so the research team found a massive ice cave that was called Scarisoara Ice Cave in Romania. And they wanted to take ice samples back to their lab. So they drilled 82 feet, which is 25 meters, down into what is described as the 5,000-year layer of ice and collected a bacteria they think they can use as an antibiotic that is not drug resistant. So the scientists called the bacteria Proctocarbacter SC65A.3. So they chose this name because the psychobacter means a specimen that is resistant to cold environments. And according to the research team, this bacteria can inhibit the growth of mutated bacteria. So it was tested against 28 major antibiotics across the drug classes, giving them hope that it would be used successfully against resistant superbugs. So here is what Dr. Christina Percasaria, she's a senior scientist at the Institute of Biology, Bucharest Romanian Academy. And she says the bacteria is not just a potential threat. We hope it will suppress superbugs and produce enzymes for new drug therapies and other industrial tools. End of quote. Well, it's a threat, she says. Ooh. They go on to state, we analyzed the bacteria antibiotic resistant profile and found that the microbe offers over 1,000 resistant related genes, allowing it to survive current antibiotic drug therapies. End of quote. Well, let's look at these bacterial genes for a second, because what we are learning from this research is that some bacteria have genes that can infect humans and animals, but science says they are also considered important in the biotech area for different applications. So it would appear that your Psychobacter SC65A.3 is one of those genus pathogens. So keeping in mind that the scientists think this bacteria is over 13,000 years old, and we need to pray that science is not biting off more than they can chew here and exposing mankind to something more serious than they think. So there are professionals in the tech fields, like in geology, engineering, physics, and biology, that have proven the global flood due to layers of rock formation at a specific time event, and it's evident all over the world simultaneously at the same time. So it supports the Earth's age to be 6,000 to 7,000 years old and not billions of years old. So they base the timeline off of a rapid geological process that occurred during the global flood, and in which the weight of the water compacted the soil, giving the impression of Earth is older than it really is. So if you're referencing this work of professionals, you can look at the work of Dr. Andrew Snelling. He's a geologist, a PhD at the University of Sydney, Australia. Also, Dr. Danny Faulkner, researcher and a PhD in astronomy. Dr. Georgia Pardum, he's a molecule geologist who argues against evolutionary biology. And Dr. John Baumgartner, he's a geologist known for developing software or 3D modeling of plate tectonics, which he applied to the rapid catastrophic model of Earth's history. So if this is an ancient bacteria that they're harvesting in the ground, in the ice, 27 yards under the ice, actually, why should modern medicine be concerned about it? Well, the scientists reason that with global warming, it can melt the ice and release the bacteria to merge with existing bacteria, and then it changes everything. So in the meantime, science can harvest this potential threat, create new antibiotics, and offer treatments supposedly to make us all safer. What do you think about that? But when they do that, it will expose the current bacteria to the ancient bacteria to make new mutated bacteria, thereby creating new risks to humanity. Got to take it all into account. So here's another quote from National Library of Medicine, Center for Biotechnology, January 2024. They said, while using ancient bacteria does create risk, along with the potential benefits of new medicines, this research offers promising new antibiotics. It also introduces the risk of releasing long dormant, highly resistant genes into modern ecosystems, potentially making current antibiotic resistant issues much worse. End of quote. Let's see, this is Dr. Christina again. She says these ancient bacteria are essential for science and medicine, but careful handling and safety measures in the lab are essential to mitigate the risk of uncontrolled spread. End of quote. I'm already nervous. What about you? Frontiers in Microbiology, February 2026, they chimed in. They say the Psychobacter SC658.3 revealed nearly 600 genes with unknown functions, pointing to a largely untapped resource of uncovering new biological processes. Ooh, I don't know. Can they handle that? It's almost sounding like Pandora's box to me. A process, the definition of Pandora's box is a process that generates many complicated problems as a result of unwise interference in something. Are you feeling it? I'm feeling it. So how do we get here and where do we go? Well, we have a superbug problem right now, and it was due to the creation and misuse of antibiotics. Now, you know, I'm not saying antibiotics haven't saved lives, but our fallout from that is the superbugs we have today. So before antibiotics hit the market, science knew that within 4 months of using it, the bacteria would mutate and become drug resistant. They already knew that. This is written down. I read the reports. So science rationalized that they would just make new antibiotics to compensate. So what happens when science can't find any bacterial candidates to make more antibiotics? What happens? Well, good grief. Look where we are. They are searching bat caves and ice caves for drug candidates. That's where we are. They're going to the extreme. And what frontiers would be left after that? Ocean floor? I don't know. Under the water sea exploration? And maybe even in outer space, they have to go even more extreme. It just seems to me that science is praying for a solution while running out of answers and a problem that they created 68 years ago. So while antibiotics have saved lives, like I said, we are left with an ever-increasing threat that has the potential to take more lives than what were actually saved at all. So remember, antibiotic means against life. That's what that means. So what could be standing the test of time? Well, history is supporting the use of medicinal plants. They have been really a godsend when it comes to a lot of illnesses. So herbs have enormous power, and science knows this. They have extracted compounds from herbs, altered them, and incorporated them into their medications. So if herbs were powerless, worthless, why would drug companies include herbs in 25 to 40% of their prescribed medications? Think about that. So while synthetic forms are widely used, it is a restricted amount of the plant compound that can't be made into a synthetic. and other medicinal plants have not revealed its secrets for science to copy them. However, you have access to medicinal plants now, and educating yourself on using them, how they'll benefit you, is knowledge that will never go out of style. So Apothecary Herbs not only makes professional strength herbal formulas, they also educate their customer on how to use these herbs properly. They offer great customer support, fast delivery on over 100 products for either immune support, toxin removal, metabolic support, and strengthening. So you might want to get their free product catalog. It's an educational catalog in itself, and empower yourself, okay? You want to call 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, international numbers 828-469-5972, or you go to thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and check out their blog, sign up for their free online newsletter, which is also very educational, and they explore scientific new research and then help you examine what your herbal options would be. So you have a lot of breadth of knowledge there. You make your own decisions. I'm not really bashing healthcare. I just think there's areas that you want to use caution with. So I think trauma care is very, very essential in modern medicine, but a lot of drugs for life and things that, you know, really make you a slave to drug therapies, that's not a cure to me. And you want to be looking at being self-sufficient and independent, otherwise you're going to be a slave to the drug industry, and I don't think that's a cure at all. And the scientific definition of cure is to put the patient in their original wellness before they became ill, and drugs for life, that ain't it. Nope, it's not. Well, I'm out of time, and that's enough for this issue. We'll be back. Thanks for liking and sharing. Appreciate you so much, and I want you to have a blessed day. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.